For more on the conservative view of the politics of health care, we reached Matthew Continetti. He's associate editor of the Weekly Standard. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Linda.
As we have heard, the next step is for the House and Senate to reconcile health care bills. What are Republicans hoping will happen?
Well, I guess Republicans are going to turn to the power of prayer as the two bills move to conference. And I think they can only hope the bill collapses under its own weight, specifically, I think, on the issues of abortion and the issues of financing the health reform.
Matt, what do you think the Republican Party ought to be doing going forward? I mean, they've complained that it was behind closed doors, sweetheart deals in the dead of night and so forth. But the reality is, I think, that if Republicans had wanted to participate, had wanted to change things, they could have. I mean, look at all the many, many weeks that Senator Max Baucus spent trying to court Senator Charles Grassley, one of the leading Republicans in the Senate. I mean, they didn't want to play.
Right. And of course, Republicans go back and say, well, we had ideas, but the Democrats weren't listening to them. And the two sides are going to continue to play that blame game. But I think fundamentally, though, going into 2010, you have that sense of persistent unease among the electorate at the direction of the country that we saw starting way back in 2006. And it persisted through the 2008 election. And really, Obama was elected to change that atmosphere. But I think when you look at the polls and you see independents in particular trending away from Obama, you see the Republicans now more or less tied with the Democrats on the congressional generic ballot. If you go to the charts at pollster.com, for example, you see really that there's a sense among the public that Obama has not changed the atmosphere in Washington. And the Republican critique of the process of the health care bill, the fact that all these side deals were made in order to secure the votes of all 60 Democrats in the Senate, I think plays into that argument.
Obviously, you're right that public support for this legislation has slipped. What about the possibility that passing a health care bill, if some of the things that the president talked about that will go into effect right away, people start thinking this is pretty good, could support swing back?
I think so, and I think passage will kind of stanch the bleeding of Democratic support that Obama has kind of seen his numbers among Democrats go down over the last couple of months. Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff who worked in the Clinton White House, points out that President Clinton's poll numbers stabilized after the passage of NAFTA in 93, and he's right about that. But what he doesn't talk about is that they continued to slide right after that. I do think it's important, though, you look at early economic signs, and the recovery, the overall economic recovery, may begin sooner and may actually be quite steeper than a lot of people are predicting. And so it'd be a huge mistake for Republicans to begin their critique or limit their critique of the Obama administration just to jobs and the high unemployment number, which could come down faster than a lot of people imagine.
Do you think all this hostility is going to carry on? I mean, is there any possibility that it'll get serious enough that people will think common ground must somehow be found?
Well, the fact is, public opinion is on the Republican side. People, you mentioned, Linda, that support has dropped. Well, it's taken a nosedive. I mean, it's quite frankly, I always joke that the Democrats are playing health care limbo. How low can support for this bill go? And really, I'm not sure it's going to spike. Support for it will spike once it's passed. I think that the overall critique that this is a bill that raises taxes, that may change the relationship between patients and doctors, and also was a badly designed bill, may have some force in the 2010 midterms.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Matt Continetti is associate editor at the Weekly Standard. You can read a full transcript of President Obama's interview with NPR at our website.